Hey there, it's that time again. It's a March Madness. Well, technically it's April, but go with me on this one, okay? And I'm not talking about the Sweet 16, I'm not talking about the Final Four or the championship. I'm talking about the time of year when some of us realize that spring is here and in full effect, and summer is coming up fast, and you are not even close to your summertime goals. So this is typically where the madness begins. We start trying all the things to drop 10, 20, or even more pounds to fit into that dress for a class reunion or for a wedding that you're going to, or maybe it's a swimsuit for a cruise. Whatever the case may be, it really doesn't matter. We just need to drop the weight and drop the weight fast. And we are confident that we can do it because everyone knows that you can lose at least 10 pounds in a month, right? Well, before I answer that, let's talk about reasonable weight loss expectations and how to make sure that you are not caught up in the spring weight loss madness. So let's get into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And I am so happy to be here with you this first week of April. Can you believe it? So happy spring to you. And I hope that wherever you are, you're starting to see some hints of spring, maybe peeking through, not really sure. But I am here in Virginia by way of Ohio. So while I'm ready for some warmer weather, the winters here, they are typically, they're much milder than Ohio. So I'm just taking the seasons as they come, and I am grateful to see them change once again. So speaking of seasons, ladies, we are coming out of sweater weather. And by the way, I have a hard time saying that and not laughing because of that sweater. Can I say it? Sweater weather skit from SNL. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, look it up and you can see why that makes me laugh. So anyway, we are coming out of sweater weather and we're shedding layers of clothing and we're inching our way closer and closer to t-shirts and shorts. And before you know it, we will be wearing tank tops, flip-flops, and swimsuits. And again, as I said earlier, this is the time when we may have wished we would have been more consistent with how we nourished and moved our bodies because we are not at all feeling prepared for this summer season. Like, who's been there or who is currently there now? I mean, you probably are looking like, what am I supposed to do here? So typically, we go into a bit of a panic mode and we start slashing calories, ramping up the cardio, and trying to ditch those last 10 to 20 pounds in a month. So the question is, and by the way, I cannot count the number of times I've been asked this question. And by some of the same people, believe it or not, and you know who you are, and it's okay because I still love you. But the question is it possible to lose 10 to 20 pounds in a month? Of course it is. Truth be told, you can lose 10 pounds in a week. But the real question is, should you aim to lose 10 pounds in a week or even 20 pounds in a month? And the answer is no, no, and no. That should not be your goal. Now, if I had money to bet, I would bet that you ladies already knew the answer, but you really don't like the answer. And for the longest time, I didn't like the answer either. It's like when you look in the mirror or you put on a pair of jeans that you've not worn in a long time, the weight just seems to come out of nowhere. I mean, it just jumped on you like a ninja, like, gotcha. And you're like, where in the world did this weight come from? But when it comes to losing weight by doing it the right way, and I put that in air quotes, but by doing it the right way, like eating balanced meals with a combination of strength training and cardio, it's like a slow crawl. It's like the never-ending story or the last 100 miles to get that weight off. It feels like it takes forever. I know this to be true. And why is that? Why does it feel like the weight comes on overnight but takes forever to get off? Well, let's break this down. Let's talk about what happens when you gain weight and when you lose weight. And this is important to do because I want to put it in context for you so that you will have realistic expectations for yourself. One of the phrases that we used a lot in one of my old jobs was managing expectations. So to use that phrase, I want you to have a good understanding of what's happening to your body so that you can realistically manage your expectations. So breaking it down, first, do you want to lose weight or do you want to lose fat? And if you've listened to me for any length of time, then I know that you said, I want to lose fat. And my Gold Star listeners said, I want to change the composition of my body by losing fat while building muscle. If you said that, then you get 2 gold stars, my friend. You get 2 gold stars. And if that wasn't your answers, no worries. I got you. Check out episode 29, where I talk all about changing your body composition. I've linked that episode in the show notes. And before I launch into this, there are always, always, always exceptions to the rules. And this may not apply to everyone. So if this is you, take what applies to you, take what works for you, and leave what doesn't. All right? All right. So keeping it as simple as possible, when you consume energy, aka food, fats, carbohydrates, and protein, they're broken down in your intestines and they're either used immediately or they're stored for later use. Now, when you consume high amounts of energy or eat more food than your body needs, especially foods that are particularly high in fat and sugar, and you don't use all that energy, aka food, through physical activity, then your body, being the amazing machine that it is, will store much of that energy, aka food, as guess what? Ding, 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 you got it. Your body will store it as fat. Simply put, if you consume more energy, aka calories, than you expend, aka burn, you will gain weight. The body will do this by enlarging fat cells, which are always present. I know that sucks, right? But they're always present in the body, or by creating more of them. And I mean, really, who wants that? Who wants the body to create more fat cells? Now, that is the simple explanation of the very complex process that our body goes through to store fat, aka gain weight. Now, on the flip side, weight loss, it comes down to burning more energy from daily activities and exercise than the energy you are consuming from food. Now, to take that a step further, as your body metabolizes fat, fatty acid molecules, they'll release into the bloodstream and travel to the heart and to the lungs and muscles, which break them down, they break them apart, and they use that energy stored in their chemical bonds. So the pounds or the weight that you lose, they are essentially a byproduct of this process. It's really more about how our bodies store and use the energy, aka food, that we need to function. So going back to the original question of can you lose 10 pounds in a week or 20 pounds in a month? And you know what? Let's go with the 10 pounds in a week example. As I said earlier, yes, you can do that. But when you do, you're not only losing fat, oftentimes you're actually losing water and muscle mass. And we know that to lose fat and maintain the fat loss, you need to lose fat while preserving muscle. And not to be the bearer of bad news, but to help you manage your expectations, losing fat while maintaining and building muscle takes time and consistency. And not to mention that muscle mass decreases approximately 3 to 8% per decade after the age of 30. So the last thing that we want to do is to accelerate that decline by recklessly slashing calories for a short-term gain. So I probably sounded like a bit of a negative Nelly, but what I really wanted to do, that really wasn't my goal. I wanted to be a tell it like it is LaDawn. I want you to have all the information so that you can not only manage your expectation, but also now you can create a plan to lose fat while maintaining and building muscle, a plan that is doable and sustainable. So with all that being said, what can you do now that may not get you into that dress in 4 weeks, but can get you well on your way to a realistic and sustainable weight loss? Now, I'm just going to give you two things, two simple things. Number one, plan your meals. If you know what you're going to eat, when you're going to eat, where you're going to eat, and how much you're going to eat, then you can set yourself up for success, meaning that more than likely you won't overconsume, which again is one of the major contributing factors in storing fat, aka weight gain. And number two, plan your physical activity. You need to move at least 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 times a week. Remember, you have to burn more energy than you consume in order to burn fat, aka lose weight. So whatever you do, make sure that you get your body moving, the blood flowing, and your heart pumping. And here's number three, here's a bonus tip for you. Be consistent with one and two. It doesn't matter how hard you work for the first week or even for the first month, if you stop and start and stop again, you will not get the results that you want. Listen, I know how hard it can be, and that is why it's so important to get off the stop and start merry-go-round and get on the consistency train and ride that train until the wheels fall off. Being consistent is when you start to build momentum, and when you build momentum, you build self-trust. And when you build self-trust, you build self-confidence. And when you have confidence in yourself, girl, that is when the real magic starts to happen. So be consistent, and you'll be heading in the direction of seeing results. All right, love, that wraps up this episode. And if you're looking for support and accountability to help you stay on the consistency train for good this time, then I have some one-on-one coaching spots and I can help you with just that. So click on the link in the show notes to set up a time that we can chat about your current challenges and your goals. That is all, says the clock on the wall. And as we head into a new month, I want to leave you with one of my favorite Bible verses, Isaiah 43:19. It says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group, by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.